This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me. Let's see, where are we at today? We are picking it up in the book of Acts. We're going to wrap up chapter 2 and get into chapter 3 in a moment. You are tuned in to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Again, thank you for joining me here today. For more information on this ministry, you can go to WGODradio.com. That's one of the places you can read more. Also, MajorityText.com is my Bible translation up there, is up there. And another website of mine, which I run, is GospelStudy.net. Once again, Gospel Study. That's www.GospelStudy.net. That's the former name of this program before I changed it. So there's some information on this ministry. I am the pastor of a local church here in Merritt Island, Florida. That's Island Community Church. We meet Sunday morning at 10:30. We also meet Wednesdays, which is tonight if you're listening to this on the radio, Wednesday from 6 to 7, and we are in chapter 4 in the book of Acts. If you live around here, you're invited to come out to Island tonight from 6 to 7. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island, Acts chapter 4. Love to see you. In the meantime, and on Sunday mornings, we're going through the Lord's seven letters to the seven churches, and we're right in the middle of that. That's what's going on Sunday mornings. Now, here today, Acts chapter 2, let's pick it up here in verse 40. We're actually verse 38 and 39. Now, if you remember here in our study, Peter told them that they need to repent and be baptized. And we've been looking at whether or not baptism saves you. We came to the conclusion through the word of God, no, baptism doesn't save you. Faith in Jesus Christ saves you. We looked in Acts chapter 10 of Peter preaching at Cornelius' house, where it says the Holy Spirit fell on all those who heard the word. And then they spoke in other tongues. Then they were baptized. Faith comes, salvation comes through hearing and believing the gospel, right? Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. The baptism doesn't save you. Paul said, I thank God I haven't baptized any one of you except for Crispus and Gaius. And then he said, and besides, for God didn't send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel. It's believing, it's hearing the gospel message and believing, receiving the Lord in your heart is what saves you. Baptism comes after that, and it should come after that because you're commanded to be baptized. Now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children, to all who are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God will call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation, untoward or crooked. All right, first we see that salvation is available to those that the Lord call. You see, there's no fire insurance. You know, you can't just utter the words on your deathbed just in case there is a such person as Jesus or of God. No, you've got to be called. And we've looked at it before. Many of you have heard me talking about it, that when God calls you, he tells you a secret. And that is, well, there's something that you have to do when he calls you. I use the funny word picture of God calling you on a cell phone. And when you answer it, that's one of many options, answering. When you answer, you know, God tells you to meet me at the cross. You see, something's, you've got to go somewhere. You've got to go to the cross, to the foot of the cross. You've got to bow the knee and receive Jesus Christ. You have to recognize you can't make it on your own. You have to recognize you're a sinner. You have to recognize that you can't make it into heaven on your own, that you're not good enough to stand before God. And yet you have to recognize you need help. And this is what Peter did. He convicted him through the word. And here at this point, they recognized that they put to death the Son of God. When they heard this, they were pricked in their heart. That is, when they were convicted. Have you ever seen people out here today that aren't convicted? You see, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me should draw him. He said, you've got to be called. Look around here on TV. Now, here in this country, there's this organization here in this country that is dismembering and selling body parts for money. One woman says that she needs a new, was it a Maserati or a Lamborghini? Let's say Lamborghini. She needs a new Lamborghini, you see. So she's selling hearts and lungs and kidneys and arms and heads and brains and laughing about it, you see. When someone like that hears this kind of stuff, they're not convicted. They're not pricked in their heart. They don't say, men and brethren, what shall we do? So your conscience is a gift from God. Your conscience is what God uses to reveal your own heart to you, that you need a Savior, that you're lost, that you can't do it on your own. You're not good enough to make it into heaven. You need help. And Peter told them what to do. These men recognized this. God brought conviction to their hearts that they had crucified the author of life, the Son of God. And he said, repent, be baptized for the remission of sins in the name of Jesus. And then you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. This promise is for you, for your children, to all who are far off, even as many as the Lord our God will call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this crooked generation, untoward, meaning crooked. Then those who gladly received his word were baptized, and that day 3,000 souls were added. And they were continuing in the teaching of the apostles and in fellowship and in the breaking of bread and in prayers. So I echo these words here, friends, and that is, be saved from this crooked generation. So what does that tell me? Well, it tells me this. Every generation is crooked. This isn't something that's unique to our age here, but this is the same thing as it was 2,000 years ago. Every generation is crooked. You see, but what's required of you is this. Well, look at what they accuse the Apostle Paul of. Forward in Acts chapter 17, verse 5, it says, and the Jews who did not believe, they took some wicked men from the marketplace, and forming a mob, they threw the city into disorder and came upon the house of Jason and sought to bring them to the people. And when they did not find them, they dragged out Jason and some brothers to the rulers of the city, crying out, the men who have turned the world upside down have come here too. That's Acts 17, verses 5 and 6. So I say to you, friend, let God use you as well. I like to say, let God use you to turn this crooked world right side up. God's looking for a few good men and a few good women. Let God use you to turn this crooked world, upside down world, right side up. All right, practical. How can I do this in the last 4 minutes? Let me tell you. How can I do this? How can I make a difference in this crooked generation and evil world? What can I do? Number one. don't agree with something simply to get along with someone or to keep the peace. Let me say that again. Don't agree with something simply to get along with that person or to keep the peace, but cause them to hear God's truth. You see, friends, God's truth is foreign to a lot of people. This age here that we live in, they've fallen away from the faith. God's word is foreign to a lot of people. Perhaps they've never heard this before. So don't agree with something or someone simply to get along with that person or to keep the peace. Cause them to hear God's truth. Number two, and that would be speak truth. Paul said, let each of us speak truth with his neighbor. You see, lying today is in vogue. Be a conduit of truth. Speak truth. Number three, elect godly people into office. Elect godly people. What can you, little old you, do to help turn this upside down world right side up? Elect godly people. Find out what people believe. Find out. It says in Proverbs that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. In another place we read, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Put people in office that fear God. Put people in office that fear God and honor him. Okay, last couple verses here, and we're done with chapter 2. Then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were taking place through the apostles. Now all who believed were together, and they had all things in common. Okay, now first off here, before I move on, remember, if you think that the book of Acts is for today and that the same miracles and signs and wonders and the speaking in tongues and all of this stuff, if you think that this is for today, then this is what you must do. All who believed were together and had all things in common, and they were all selling their possessions and goods and divided them among all, to the degree that anyone had need. So continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they were sharing food with joy and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all people. And the Lord was adding to the church daily. I say, and I have said here in this study, that the book of Acts is a historical book. The same things that took place then don't and can't take place anymore. You're reading about the history of the birth of the church. You're living in the time of the end of the church age. They can't replicate this time, neither can we theirs. And if you think that it is the same, then you better sell everything that you have and give it all away. If you think you're living in the same time, then you need to do the same things that they did. Or is your answer to that, well, that was then. That was what they did then. Oh, exactly right. This was the birth and the beginning of the church, and that's what they did then. They took everything that they had and sold it all and gave it away. That is the history of the birth and the beginning of the church. The book of Acts is a historical book of the birth and the beginning of the church and the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Well, we're out of time. We'll be back again soon. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.